It's 11 before on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Do you scratch your head sometimes when you're in a space where you're on an emotional high and a spiritual high as well? You walk out of Mass, you walk out of that confessional, and you feel invincible. You also feel the power of the humility of those sacraments that you've just celebrated. And then other times when you have your expectations way up there, and the result is kind of down here. So how do you maintain that kind of even keel to be on that spiritual high? Sarah Coffey is a convert to the Catholic faith, a young woman who has been on with us before from St. Louis. She works for the Archdiocese of St. Louis, and she's got some amazing insights for a young woman of 25 talking about how you can live your faith and stay close to God when the emotional high of loving God just isn't there. Sarah, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me. I'm great.
It's good to have you on. Have you ever been in one of those situations we were just talking about it when you know it's going to be the greatest Mass you've ever gone to, you are spiritually alive, and then you get there and for some reason it's kind of a flat spiritual experience? Not that it's anybody's fault, but when you have your faith that you think is way up here, but you're just not feeling it when you go to practice it, what do you do?
Well, I think, first of all, you understand that it's not necessarily because you're doing anything wrong. This never happened to me at first when I first became Catholic. Every Mass was usually moved me to tears. And every devotion I did, every prayer that I said, I just really could feel the presence of God. Excuse me. But that kind of began to wane a couple of years in after becoming Catholic. I became Catholic in 2014, so this has been a few years just started to happen to me. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're doing anything wrong. It's more a matter of your faith is maturing. And I found it really frustrating when this started to happen to me, but then I took it to my spiritual director, and he set me straight, as he does with many things, and reminded me that faith is not about feelings, it's about fidelity. It's not about what we feel when we go to Mass, it's that we pray even when we don't feel like it.
Sarah, advertising and promotion are so strongly feelings-based. Does this get us to rely too much on emotion?
Oh, definitely. And coming from a Protestant background, I feel like that was I thought that's how I was supposed to feel. I thought that being a Christian and being close to God meant that I felt His presence all the time, and that I felt the Spirit moving all the time. But the reality is that a lot of the time you don't feel that, and it doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. My spiritual director, he compared my relationship with God to a human relationship. You don't always feel that rush of love and devotion for the beloved. Like, you don't feel the way you feel about your spouse on your wedding day throughout your entire marriage. I mean, you obviously love them, but it just is manifested differently once you've been married 2, 3, 4, 10, 30 years. Sure, you have the butterflies and the warm, fuzzy feelings at first, but those subside and your love matures. And that's when the real work of love begins, loving even when we don't feel that emotional consolation of that love. And so it is with God.
So what we're talking about is attitude here, Sarah. If we're not feeling it as much as we should be, it's God perhaps saying to us, all right, I need you to work. I've taken you this far. I need you to work a little bit more because we're going to the next level.
Exactly. And for a while I thought, what am I doing wrong? Am I not praying enough? Am I just not trying hard enough? I just had totally lost all those strong feelings of love and devotion that I'd had before. And before it was so easy to see God in everything. But then gradually it became a lot more difficult. And this is still kind of an off and on problem that I have. It's more often than not, that's what happens when I go to Mass or any devotion that I do. But I think the most important thing is to remember that praying when you don't feel like it is actually really a virtuous thing. And it's kind of a great grace to have times of desolation like this, because it's an opportunity to learn how to love Jesus for His own sake, not just for the way that He makes you feel.
Sarah, do we set ourselves up for failure by expecting too many feelings?
I think so, because that's not what Christ promised us. He never promised us that you'll feel great all the time and that you will have this spiritual high all the time if you take up your cross and follow me. It's not supposed to be easy. And I think if you go into faith expecting to feel something all the time, you're probably going to be disappointed.
What's your advice, Sarah, to I've been there a couple of times when you think that your faith life should be all rainbows, lollipops, and cotton candy.
Well, a couple things have really worked well for me. Like I said, prayer, even when you don't feel like it. Once I confessed to a priest that I didn't feel like praying, and he stopped me and said, "But did you pray anyway?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I did. I just didn't feel like it." And he said, "That's actually pretty virtuous to pray when you don't feel like it. It might not be as fun or easy as it is sometimes, but there's still grace in that." And I think a good thing to try to do when you're experiencing this is try to pray in a way that you haven't before, in a way that's new to you, like the Divine Mercy Chaplet or the Liturgy of the Hours, just something to kind of mix it up a little bit. And that's not to try to do as many devotions as you can to recapture that emotion. Don't do that. I've tried that. It doesn't work. It's a bad idea. But it's more to just expand your prayer life. And even if you can't feel it, God is always reaching back when we pray. And another thing I think that has worked really well for me is to grow in knowledge of God. So in times of spiritual desolation, it can be a really great opportunity to kind of delve into the intellectual side of our faith if the emotional side of things is not there. For example, a couple months ago when my grandmother died, it was a really stressful, painful, sad time. And I got to the point where I just felt really far from God. And I was also struggling with understanding church teaching on what happens to a soul after death. So it was kind of this double cross that I was, this struggle that I was carrying that was kind of had two sides to it. And so along with prayer, I kind of dove into reading apologetics on this topic and really trying to grow an understanding of this part of our faith. And I not only just grew in knowledge of the faith, but I also found a lot of peace in that and found God. Not, you know, I wasn't like sitting in adoration, tears streaming down my face. I wasn't close to God in that way, but it was kind of a different way of being close to him and learning about what the church teaches.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. And speaking of apologetics, I'm sure you listen to Patrick Madrid at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific to learn so much more about your faith. That's a good point, Sarah, about balancing the emotional and also the intellectual and living your faith and staying close to God when the emotional high of loving God is not there. Sarah Coffey is an employee of the Archdiocese of St. Louis, a convert to the Catholic faith, and someone who's got a very interesting perspective this morning. Sarah, thank you so much for your time, and that time is 3 before the hour, and it's time now for Glenn's Story Corner.